Send the saints for him. Seraphim cry and glorify by the chair of worship. Every heavenly power of nothing has brought all things into being, has created man after the image and likeness. And has adorned him with thine every gift, who given to us wisdom and understanding, does not reject the sinner, but instead has appointed repentance unto salvation. Who has vouchsafed to us, the humble and unworthy servants, even in this hour, to stand before the glory of thy holy altar, to offer worthies which are due unto thee. Do thou thyself, O Master, accept even from the mouths of us sinners the thrice holy hymn and visit us in thy goodness. Forgive us every transgression, voluntary and involuntary, sanctify our souls and bodies, and enable us to serve thee in holiness all the days of our life. Through the intercessions of the holy Theotokos of all the saints, who from the beginning of the world have been well pleasing unto thee.
The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin, and Gabriel announces grace. So with him let us also cry to the Mother of God. Rejoice, thou who art full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The desert an angel in the body, thou wast shown to be a wonder work. Father Macarius, thou receive heavenly gifts through fasting, vigil, and prayer, healing the sick and the souls of those who draw to thee by faith. Glory to him who gave thee strength. Glory to him who crowned thee a crown. Glory to him who through the grace healing to all.
Servants offer thee songs of victory and thanksgiving. For thou, O Mother of God, hast delivered us from dangers. But as thou hast invincible power, free us from conflicts of all kind, that we may cry to thee, rejoice, unwedded bride.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Have mercy.
For holy art thou, our God. Unto thee do we send up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever.
O Lord, save the pious.
O Lord, save the pious.
And hear us. And unto ages of ages.
Amen. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy immortal, have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Command us.
Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the
blessed
Lord.
Blessed master the high place.
For blessed art thou in the throne of glory of thy kingdom, thou who sittest upon the cherubim, always now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Mercy on us, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us.
Let us attend.
Peace be unto all.
Wisdom.
Save thy people and bless us thine inheritance. O Lord, save thy people and bless thine inheritance. And bless thine inheritance.
Wisdom. Let us attend.
Peace be unto the reader.
Wisdom.
O Master, who lovest mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge, and open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teachings, implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing unto thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God. Unto thee do we send up glory together with thine unoriginate Father, most holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Bless, Master, him who proclaims the good tidings of the holy apostle and evangelist Luke.
May God, through the prayers of the holy, glorious, laudable apostle and evangelist Luke, enable thee to proclaim the glad tidings with great power to the fulfillment of the gospel of his beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wisdom, let us attend. Let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be unto all.
Thy spirit.
The reading is from the holy gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to
Let us be attentive.
At that time, as Jesus was coming near Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the road begging. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God.
Peace be unto thee who has proclaimed the Holy Gospel.
Glory to thee, O Lord. Glory to thee.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Today is a little unusual in that we have a pastoral epistle from our metropolitan today, and which I'll read in just a minute, because the church sets aside this particular Sunday each year as Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. And so it's a recognition of the issues around abortion and that sort of thing, and actually much broader than that. This is not, what would I say, a political issue. It is one, but from the church's point of view, it isn't. We don't approach it politically at all. The church has always stood in the very same place about this, really from Old Testament church through New, through continuously through the Fathers, continuously through the teaching of the church. It's never altered or varied in one small bit about this particular issue. It's been absolutely clear about it. And what the church teaches us is what we could call sanctity of life, that all life is sacred, that each person is made in the image and likeness of God, no matter what each person is. And each person is absolutely precious and absolutely, you might say, destined to live out their lives, no matter how crippled their bodies may be or whatever the case may be. Each person is absolutely sacred. And though this one in particular focuses on the date of Roe v. Wade and the issues around that, nonetheless, the church has a position of about the sanctity of life all the way up and down the line. So it would be the same thing when it comes to taking care of elders, when it comes to taking care of those who are poor and in need and that sort of thing. It's the exact same calling. You may not know this, but the church takes a position against capital punishment because it believes that it diminishes the souls of the people who have to take the life of another, even if it's a prison warden, even if it's four people who push the button and they don't know which one does it, someone does. And it cripples and wounds the soul of those who do. And the church never wants that to have to take place. So certainly it doesn't say, we'll turn them loose. What it would say is, yeah, you know, put them in prison for the rest of their lives. They've proven they can't live in society if that's what their sentence is. But the whole issue of killing people that way is also runs against the grain of the sanctity of life. Mm-hmm. So let me read the letter from Metropolitan Tikhon to you on this subject. To the honorable clergy, venerable monastics, and pious faithful of the Orthodox Church in America, from ancient times, all who have believed in the one God have believed that he takes special care in the formation of each human being. As God himself expressed to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I consecrated you." In the moment of conception in the mother's womb, a human being comes into existence. Yet even before being conceived and formed, the human being is known to God. God exists outside of time and already knows and loves each one of us personally, knowing that we will do what we will do and who will become what we will become, both in this life and in eternity. By the way, that is not fatalism, nor is it predestination, but rather it's an expression of the timelessness of God. For he created all things that they might exist, from the wisdom of Solomon. God wants us to be alive, and certainly this is why we must speak against abortion and its legalization in our country. It is in opposition to God's loving plan to bring human life, human beings, to life in this world. For just as he consecrated Jeremiah the prophet so that he might speak God's word, God brings each human being into the world with a unique purpose of speaking a unique word to the world, to reveal something to the world that will bring it closer to him. Our lives are intended to be a period of sanctification, each one of us helping in the salvation and sanctification of our neighbor, and in this way being sanctified ourselves. Whatever occupations we may have, together with the universal human callings to be loving children, siblings, parents, and friends, can thus be holy and life-giving. For the purpose of all of our lives, activities is ultimately to become sanctified images of God by imitating God and caring for others. Because of this, we must give every human being the opportunity to live their work and work towards sanctification, just as we have been given that opportunity. And what does this work of sanctification look like? Keeping in mind that David instructs us to turn away from evil and do good, we must begin to sanctify ourselves and the world by preaching the truth about evil, just as Jeremiah did. Above all, we can reject Cain's first sin of murder in all of its loathsome forms: murder against the unborn, murder through violence, murder by starvation or deprivation, or murder of the ill or elderly. We also reject greed, lust, and selfishness, and we reject harming others, being dismissive of others, hating others. When we do good by being imitators of God and caring for one another, by speaking the truth in love, and by emptying ourselves for the sake of others, remembering that this is the will of the Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. We couple our efforts of care for humanity with a call to the world to believe in the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the human race, who was given as a ransom for all because his Father desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Yet we know that despite our efforts to do good, each of us falls at times and does evil. But with incredible compassion, our God, who knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb, still loves and respects us. He still loves each and every human being, despite our faults and mistakes, even those who have made terrible mistakes and have worked evil. Thus, if we recognize that our purpose in this life is to become images of God, we must also forgive, help, pray for, and love all those who have committed wrong. In imitation of our loving God, whose mercy is immeasurable, we too must love those who have been involved in the evil of abortion, showing mercy and compassion to the poor, desperate, and confused parents who have committed abortions, and praying fervently for their repentance of abortion doctors and advocates everywhere. We must love them and forgive them their sins, knowing that God loves all humanity and is willing to forgive all sins. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we cannot allow any excuses for abortion. We firmly believe that a new person comes into being in the moment of conception. And because of this, we must ever strive to prevent abortions from happening, making communities know of the many Christian-supported pregnancy crisis services available to unprepared and confused young parents. In turn, our churches must ever be willing to love and help such parents and their unborn children. Thus, this year, as we mark the sorrowful 47th anniversary of the legalization of abortion, we remember to hate the sin of abortion and to make our effort, what effort we can, to stop it from happening while loving the misguided and confused ones who have been involved in abortions, knowing that God is willing to forgive all transgressions. In this way, we fulfill the purpose of God, the purpose that God has given us in this life to become his images and presence in the world while helping others, unborn and born alike. To have that same opportunity to come to the knowledge of truth and fulfill their lives. Can I have some water? To fulfill their lives according to God's intended purposes. For this truth, as we all shall be reminded of again and again, in that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God sent the Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. With love in Christ, Archbishop Teacott, Metropolitan Teacott, pardon me. It's as important as it is, as he points out so clearly, to fight against abortion. It's equally as important to be loving and generous with people who have either who are facing this or who have gone through this. Today we had the reading of Paul, his letter to Timothy, and Paul talks about the fact that he's the chief of sinners, and he makes that case because he said that he persecuted the church, but he says something about it. He said, "I did it in ignorance and unbelief," and that's what happens to people who are caught up in this. They do it in ignorance and unbelief. So there isn't really anyone that we need to focus hatred on or anything like that. It isn't about that at all. It's really a blessing of compassion that we need to hold for everyone who's caught in the grips of this. I'll admit, this year last year, some of the more conservative states were passing, laws against late-term abortions and that sort of thing, so some of the East Coast states decided to do the opposite and make third-term abortions legal and encouraged. Mm. And it was a very strange thing to see the film, the newsreels of the Congress in the state of New York. When they passed this law, they stood up and cheered. They cheered this, that yes, we can commit infanticide in the third trimester. How wonderful that is. And then that night, the Empire State Building was lit in pink as a celebration for the wonderful thing that had just happened. Mm. How could it be more misguided than that? You know, we look at these old cultures that committed infanticide all the time in various ways. This was true of the biblical culture, the period of time when the Lord was here and following that. When you read the fathers, when they speak to this subject, there are two things they talk about. One is infanticide, which is what they generally call abortion, and the other is leaving. And this was the practice that was common in that day, that if you had a child that you didn't want, then you just took it out and put it, by the side of the road so that it would die of exposure and that kind of thing. As a matter of, it's as recently as Archbishop John, when he was in Shanghai, one of the things that he would do is that he would walk around at night in the neighborhoods and look for babies that had been placed out like that. Hmm. And he started an orphanage and cared for these children. You can meet some of them still. They're quite old, but you can meet some of them in San Francisco. They're Chinese people who are in the cathedral there who speak Russian as their first language. But that was what his heart led him to do. So leaving and infanticide in its various ways. We had a governor on the East Coast who said, if you don't get it done quite in time, maybe you can just take the baby and kind of put it in a place where it will suffocate more easily. This is inhumane. This is absolutely inhumane. I mean, if we looked around, what child among us would we decide to get rid of? Mm-hmm. Not a single one. Absolutely not. So, brothers and sisters, I give this to you not as a political thing at all. I don't care about the politics of it. But this is the sacred teaching of the church, and it's about life. Not just the life of the child, but the life of anyone who's involved in this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when Moses stood before they went into the promised land, he said, now stands before you a choice. Mm-hmm. You can follow the law, you know, the law of Moses, as he had given it to them. He says, this is your chance to decide. You can follow the law or you can follow your own ways. And then he says to them, but I say to you, choose life. And I think the same thing is being said to us continuously in this day and time, and that is the same thing. Choose life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks. Whew, barely made it.
Let us say with all our soul, with all our mind, let us say, O Lord Almighty, the God of our fathers, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great goodness, we pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for our Metropolitan Tikhon, for our Archbishop
Lord, accept
Benjamin,
this fervent supplication of thy servants, and have mercy on according to the multitude of thy mercy. Send down thy bounties upon us, upon the people, right rich mercy which comes from thee.
Again, we pray for this country, its president, for all civil authorities, for the armed forces everywhere. Again, we pray for the blessed and ever-memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, for the blessed and ever-memorable founders of this Holy House, and for the newly reposed servants of God, the Elder Ephraim and the Matushka Barbara, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox, departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord. Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God, the brethren of this holy house, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord.
Again, we pray for the bestowal of love and mercy upon the suffering Ethiopian people, and for their welfare and good estate.
Lord,
again, we pray that thou will grant to the people of this nation the will to do good, to flee from evil, and to practice all righteousness, making us respectful of life and sharers of thy blessings, caring for one another in mercy and truth. Again, we pray that thou will banish all evil from our hearts and wickedness from our laws, enabling us to be servants of thy holy will and performers of thy love.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray that thou will kindle in our hearts the will to care for the needy, to show kindness to the poor, to aid the homeless, and to help the helpless.
Mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
For thou art a merciful God, and lovest mankind, to thee do we send up glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Pray to the Lord, you catechumens.
Father Nicholas.
Let us, the faithful, pray for the catechumens that the Lord may have mercy on them, that he may teach them the word of truth, that he may reveal to them the gospel of righteousness, that he may unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Help them, save them, have mercy on them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace. Bow your heads unto the Lord, you catechumens.
With us they may glorify thine all honorable and majestic name, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, to the ages of ages.
And let us, the faithful, again and again in peace, Father, pray on to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace. Wisdom.
To the Father, to the Son, to the Spirit, now and ever, to ages of ages.
Paci, paci, miram, gospel, omolim, sio. Zastu, bis, pasi, pomilui, sacrini, nas, borget, voe, you, blago, datiu.
Yahuda Padeja Vuvia Tevius Regner Canimi, Tevius Lava Vasalayam, Otsui Sinue Sertuma Duhu, Yinini Priestnoi Vuvia Kivikova.
Stone was bound, the desires of pleasure of the flesh is where the approach are drawn here to serve thee, O King of glory, for the ministry is great and awesome, even the heavenly powers. Everlasting thine unspeakable and boundless love for mankind. Thou dost become man, yet without change or alteration. Didst become our high priest and the ruler of all, because didst commit to us the ministers of the church of a bloodless sacrifice. Thou alone, O Lord our God, rulest over those in heaven and on earth, who art born on the throne of the cherubim, who art the Lord and Seraphim, the King of Israel. The Lord not holy and dost rest in the saints. Therefore I entreat thee, the Lord not good and ready to listen. Look down on me, the sinner and unprofitable servant, and cleanse my soul and heart of an evil conscience. By the power of the Holy Spirit, enable me, whom clothe the grace of the priesthood, to stand before this thy holy table, perform the sacred mystery of thy holy pure body and precious blood. For I draw near thee, and bowing my neck, I implore thee, do not turn thy face away from me, or cast me out from among thy children, but make me thy sinful and unworthy servant, worthy to offer gifts to thee. But thou thyself art he that offers and is offered, accepts and is distributed, O Christ our God. To thee we send up glory, together with thy fathers from everlasting, thine all-holy good and life-creating spirit, now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen. Let us who mystically represent the cherubim and enchant the thrice-holy hymn, the life-creating Trinity, now lay aside all earthly care, that we may receive the King of all that comes up born in triumph of the ranks of angels. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
May receive the King of all who comes invisibly upborne by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. And we may receive the King of all who comes invisibly upborne by the angelic host. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Fathers, please forgive my many sins. Brothers and sisters, please forgive my many sins.
A few, Orthodox living.
Natalia, Isaac, Elliot, Alexa, Judah, Miriam.
That's it.
Put your hands onto the holiness and bless the Lord.
Start.
His Beatitude, the Most Blessed Tikhon Archbishop of Washington, Metropolitan of all America and Canada. His Eminence, the Most Reverend Benjamin Archbishop of San Francisco in the West, may the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Those who are sick, suffering, alone, despondent, mourning, or in need, may the Lord God remember each and every one in his kingdom, the clergy, the monastics, the venerable benefactors of this holy house. May the Lord God remember each and every one in his kingdom, all those who have gone before us, our fathers and mothers in Christ, the great saints and righteous believers who have delivered unto us the saving faith, those who have gone before us, whom we love and hold dear, our relatives and loved ones who have reposed. May the Lord God remember each and every one in his kingdom, now and ever, into ages of ages. Servants of God, Matushka Barbara, Father Ephraim, and Deacon Hennick, may the Lord God remember his kingdom, little children throughout the world who suffer harm, neglect, and abuse, who perish without the arms of love, tiny babies who are killed by abortion. May the Lord God remember each and every one in his kingdom, you and all Orthodox Christians. May the Lord God remember in his kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. O Joseph, have you taken the most pure body down from the tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in a new tomb. To the body, soul, and health, thief on the cross is our Christ. Bring all things bright in any world from you. The tomb of Christ is the font of our resurrection. Noble Joseph, having taken the most pure body down from the tree, wrapped it in pure linen and spices, and laid it in a new tomb. Do good, Lord, and the pleasure and sign, let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, oblation, and whole burnt offerings. Then shall the offer bullocks upon thine altar. Remember me, brother, and can celebrate.
Pray for me, the Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee.
Holy Spirit shall mend us together with us all the days of our life. Lord God, remember me in this kingdom, always now and ever, into ages of ages.
Let us complete our prayer unto the Lord. For the precious gifts now offered, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Accept also the prayer of us sinners and burn on the holy altar, and
all
our
danger, necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Our sins and the errors of the people. Make us worthy to find grace in thy sight.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy
grace. Good Spirit,
grace
may dwell upon us, upon these gifts who are offered, upon all thy people.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord. All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the Lord. That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask. Calling to remembrance our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life unto Christ our God.
He, O Lord.
Love thee, Lord, my strength.
Let us love one another, that with one mind we may confess.
Love thee, Lord, my strength, my foundation, my refuge, and my deliverer.
And the Holy Spirit, of unity, one in essence and indivisible.
The doors in wisdom, let us attend.
Christ is in our midst. He is.
and ever shall be.
And in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son.
Christ is in our midst.
The only begotten of the Father before all ages. Light of light, true God of true God. Begotten, not made, in one essence with the Father. By whom all things were made. Who for us men for our salvation
came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became
fixed us.
And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate
and suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us stand aright. Let us stand with fear. Let us attend that we may offer the holy oblation in peace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with thy spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord. It is meet and right to hymn thee, to bless thee, to praise thee, to give thanks unto thee, and to worship thee in every place of thy dominion. For thou art God, ineffable, inconceivable, invisible, incomprehensible, ever existing and eternally the same. Thou thine only begotten Son and thy Holy Spirit, thou it was who brought us from non-existence into being. And when we had fallen away, didst raise us up again, didst not cease to do all things, and thou hast brought us up to heaven, hast endowed us with the kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, to thine only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit, for all things of which we know and which we do not, for all the benefits bestowed upon us, whether manifest or unseen. We thank thee for this liturgy which thou hast deigned to accept at our hands. So there stand by thee thousands of archangels, hosts of angels, the cherubim, the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, who soar aloft and are borne on their wings, singing the triumphant hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
Holy,
with these blessed powers, O Master, who lovest mankind, we also cry aloud and say, Holy art thou, and truly most holy thou, thine only begotten Son and thy Holy Spirit. Holy art thou, and all holy. And magnificent is thy glory, who hast so loved the world as to give thine only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But when he had come and had fulfilled all the dispensation for us, in the night in which he was given up, or rather gave himself up for the life of the world, took bread in his holy, pure, blameless hands, and when he had given thanks, blessed it, hallowed it, and broken it, he gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you, for the remission of sins. And likewise, after supper, he took the cup, saying, Drink ye all of it. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Remembering this saving commandment and all those things which have come to pass for us, the cross, the tomb, the resurrection on the third day, the ascension into heaven, the sitting at the right hand, and thy second and glorious coming, thine own of thine own we offer unto thee in behalf of all and for all. Again, we offer unto thee this reasonable and bloodless worship, and we ask thee and pray thee and supplicate thee, send down thy Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts here offered. The Lord, who did send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him in us to pray unto thee. O Lord, who did send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him in us to pray unto thee. Lord, who didst send down thy most Holy Spirit the third hour upon thine apostles, him, O good one, take not from us, but rather renew him in us to pray unto thee. God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, and have mercy on me. And make this bread to be the most precious body of thy Christ. And that which is within this cup to be the most precious blood of thy Christ. Making this change by thy most Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I remember the sacred diaconate, his kingdom always now and ever into ages of ages. That they may be to those who partake for vigilance of soul, remission of sins, communion of the Holy Spirit, fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, and boldness toward thee, and not for judgment or condemnation. Again, we offer unto thee this rational worship for those who have fallen asleep in the faith, our forefathers and fathers, patriarchs and prophets, apostles, preachers, evangelists, martyrs, confessors, ascetics, and every righteous spirit made perfect in faith, especially for our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary. And the Lord with lively countenance shines upon me, and we entreat to remember the Lord. Holy Orthodox Bishop, we rightly teach this word of truth, the co-chair and diaconate of Christ, and every word of the clergy. Again, we offer this rational worship, Catholic, our soul, and share again. Among the first, remember, Lord, his beatitude, our Metropolitan Tikhon, his Eminence, Archbishop Benjamin. Grant them for thy holy church, as in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, rightly dividing the word of thy truth. Remember, Lord, those who have asked for our prayers, Bishop Sean and Paul, Deacon Mark, Nun Isodia, Sophia Gabriel Alwyn, Chapel, Elijah, Greg, Ariana, Lizzie, Eva, Nina, Erica, Amelia, Veronica, Johan, Philippa, James, Nadia, Sadi, Lauren, Sentasar, Saul, B, Nancy, Cindy, Scott, Beth, Dana, Matthew, Macrina, Carrie, Isabella, Natasha, Nadezhda, Oscar, Xenia, Lillian, Karen, Carol, Marty, and Mary, Lynette, Hannah, Kearley, Sophia, Gabriel, Ed, Connie, Everett, Greg, Dan, Maria, and Rhonda, those of recent repose, Father Ephraim, Father Elias, Marishka Barbara, Tom, Bob, Scott, Ashley, Opal, Amaya, Deacon Hennick, Pablo, Mark, Frank, Mary, Xavier, Barbara, Ray, Robert, Gloria, Travis, and Jack, and those who are with child, Anna, Stacy, Jessica, Olga, Calcadon, Monica, and Kathleen, and grant that with one mouth and one heart we may praise thine all honorable majestic name, of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. And the mercies of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ shall be with you all.
Joyous men cast and pray thee and supplicate thee, make us worthy to partake of the heavenly dread mysteries, sacred and spiritual table of pure conscience, remission of sins, forgiveness of transgressions, communion of the Holy Spirit, inherit the kingdom of heaven, boldness for thee, not for judgment or condemnation, O Lord. Tobie et Sartsvoi Sile Slava Otsvicina is the Tagaduha in any priest noi vovie qui veco. Near Siem. Through the grace. Paradise, condemn greatness and mercy, as a sinner from man, God must really bow their heads with me, fearful God. Do thou thyself, O Master, make smooth lives of the good according to the visual need of each. Sail with those who sail, travel with those who travel by land, sea, and air, thou with the position of our souls and bodies.
tent of Lord Jesus Christ, thou dwelling place, throne of glory, thy kingdom come, sanctify, sit us on high with the Father, and heavens be present with us. Mighty and powerful, pure body and precious blood unto us, to all thy people, God. Son, have mercy on me. God, Son, have mercy on me. God, Son, have mercy on me. Holy things are for the holy. Broken and divided is the Lamb of God, broken and not disunited, eaten but never consumed, sanctifying those who partake thereof. This will just go on until it's killing us.
Amen.
Blessed are the fruit of the saints, always now and ever, and through ages of ages. Amen. Precious and holy body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, grant us, sacred Deacon John, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Thou hast not given me over to destruction for my lawlessness, but hast ever awaited my conversion.
Precious enemies.
O lover of mankind, thou hast said by thy prophet.
Precious and holy body of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, granted unto me the unworthy priest Matthew, the remission of my sins and for life everlasting. For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art true to Christ, the Son of the living God, who has come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe this is truly thy most pure body, and this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and ignorance, and vouchsafe me without condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as to Judas. Like the thief, do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me, not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body.
Cleanse me from every stain of flesh and spirit. Teach me to fulfill holiness in the fear of thee. With having the testimony of my own conscience clean and having communion of thy holy things, I may be united with thy body and blood, and have thee to dwell and abide in me with the Father and thy Holy Spirit. O Lord Jesus Christ, my God, may the communion of thy most pure and life-creating mysteries bring me not into judgment, nor may I become weak in soul and body by partaking in an unworthy manner. But grant me to receive communion of thy
holy blood of our Lord,
without condemnation even to my very last breath.
Is imparted
by
the
communion of the Holy Spirit, provision for eternity of eternal life.
It's fine.
And an acceptable answer at thy dread judgment seat. And I, together
it's fine.
With all
the
chosen ones, may also be a partaker of the incorruptible blessings which thou hast prepared for those who love thee, O Lord, in whom thou art glorified forever. Amen. Lord my God, I know that I am not worthy nor sufficiently pleasing that thou shouldest come under the roof of the house of my soul, for it is entirely desolate and fallen in ruin, and thou wilt not find in me a place worthy to lay thy hand. But as thou dost humble thyself from on high for our sake, now humble thyself to my lowliness. As thou dost deign to lie in a cavern in a manger of dumb beasts, so now deign to enter into the manger of my beastly soul and my soiled body. As thou dost not deign to enter and to eat with sinners in the house of Simon the leper, so now be pleased to enter into the house of my soul, humble, leprous, and sinful. As thou dost not cast away the sinful woman who came to touch thee, so have compassion on me, a sinner who comes to touch thee. As thou dost not abhor the kiss of her sin-stained and unclean mouth, do not abhor my mouth, worse stained and more unclean than hers, nor my stained and shamed and unclean lips, nor still my impure tongue. But let the fiery coal of thy most pure body and thy most precious blood bring me sanctification, enlightenment, strengthening of my lowly soul and body, relief from my many transgressions, protecting against every action of the devil.
Precious, most holy, blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, grant the sacred deacon child the mission of his sins and life everlasting. Amen. Behold, this is touch the lips, pray that it was and take away thy sins.
Presumption, O Christ my God, but made bold by thine inexpressible goodness, lest I stray away far from the flock, thy flock, O Master, and become caught by the wolf of souls. Therefore I pray thee, O Master, that thou alone art holy, sanctify my soul and body, my mind, my heart, my muscles and bones. Renew me entirely, and plant thy fear in my flesh and members, and let thy sanctification never be removed from me. Be my helper and defender, guide my life in peace, and make me worthy to stand at thy right hand with all thy saints. By the prayers and supplications of thy most pure mother, of thy spiritual servants, the most pure angelic powers, and of all the saints who have been well pleasing to thee. Amen. O only pure and incorruptible Lord, because of the inexpressible mercy of thy love for mankind, thou didst take to thyself our entire composition.
In fear of God and with faith and love, draw nigh.
Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
For I believe, O Lord, and I confess that thou art truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who has come into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Moreover, I believe that this is truly thy most pure body, and that this is truly thine own precious blood. Wherefore, I pray thee, have mercy on me, and forgive me my transgressions, voluntary and involuntary, in word and in deed, in knowledge and in ignorance, and vouchsafe not condemnation to partake of thy most pure mysteries, unto the remission of sins and life everlasting. Of thy mystical supper, O Son of God, receive me today as a communicant, for I will not reveal the mystery to thine enemies, nor will I give thee a kiss as to Judas, but like the thief do I confess thee. Remember me, O Lord, in thy kingdom. May the communion of thy holy mysteries be unto me not for judgment nor condemnation, O Lord, but for the healing of soul and body. Servant of God James receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaid of God, Hannah, receives of the most precious body and blood of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaid of God, Jeanette, receives of the most precious body and blood of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the remission of her sins and for life everlasting. Amen.
Took bread on the ambulance again and passed out.
Okay. Okay. Servant of God, Joseph receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaid of God, Helena receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Pablo Picanti, this way, buddy. servant of God, Pablito, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. Servant of God, Nicholas receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Ears. What's that? Natalia receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen.
And of God, Theophania receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of our sins and life everlasting. Amen. Little Larissa receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Of God, Helena receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Of God, Irene receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Of God, Ruth receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Dehydration.
What? Receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. It was her husband. He receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. So we got Nicholas receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaiden of God, Elizabeth receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Of God, Ruth receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Of God, Gloria receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen. Handmaiden of God, the reluctant Sophia receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting. Amen. May God, Nadia receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen. In the name, Amen. God, Nadia receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, healing of soul and body and life everlasting.
Amen. Amen.
Handmaid of God, Sinia receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaid of God, Monica receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Handmaid of God, Hannah receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
And Martha receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. Girls are getting so big.
Yeah. Amen. Of God, Susanna receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Of God, Shamiran receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Servant of God, Simon receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Immaculate of God, Mama, receive the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Servant God, Andrew, receives the most precious body and blood. I'm going to give Dad first.
Okay.
The remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Little rascal Maria receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, even a full report of the Lord for her Austria.
Amen.
And a little quiet. Amen. God, Bridget receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Handmaid of God, Mary Catherine, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Handmaid of God, Monica, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of her sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Servant of God, John, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. John receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Reader Nathaniel receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of his sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Reader Gerald receives the handmaid of God Sophia, the new grandmother, receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Servant of God, Sean receives the most precious body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the remission of sins and life everlasting.
Amen. By enduring the cross for us, he's destroyed death by death. Shine, shine on Jerusalem, the glory of the Lord is shown on you. Exult now and be glad, O Zion. Be radiant with your Theotokos in the resurrection of your Son, O Christ, great and most holy Paschal, wisdom, word, and power of God. Grant that we may more perfectly partake of thee in the never ending day of thy kingdom. Wash away, O Lord, the sins of all those who have been remembered here by the prayer.
Save, O Lord, thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Blessed above the heavens, O Lord, and the glory of all the earth. Be thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Be thou exalted above the heavens, O Lord, and thy glory above all the earth. Blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. I'll do the Ambon prayer today because it's a special one. Okay, special Ambon prayer today. I'll do it. Okay,
sure.
Holiness. Boy, we really kept it nice today, didn't we? We should have kept it nice today. There's hardly a crumb on it.
Something's crummy.
Yeah.
We'll see you in 2 weeks' time.
Where are you off to next week?
St. Anthony's.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Say a prayer for me at his grave.
Yes. I'm willing. All the pilgrims are willing.
Yeah. Well, thou art our sanctification. Unto thee do we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Let us depart in peace. O Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, who art in the bosom of the Father, true God, source of life and immortality, light of light, who came into the world to enlighten it, you were pleased to be conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary for the sanctification of our souls, and by the power of your all-holy Spirit, O Master, who came that we might have life more abundantly, we ask you to enlighten the minds and hearts of those blinded to the truth that life begins at conception, and that the unborn in the womb are already adorned with your image and likeness. Enable us to guard, cherish, protect the lives of those who are unable to care for themselves. For you are the giver of life, bringing each person from non-being into being, sealing each person with divine and infinite love. Be merciful, O Lord, to those who, through ignorance or willfulness, affront thy divine goodness and providence, through the evil act of abortion, may they and all of us come to the light of thy truth and glorify thee, the giver of life, together with thy Father, thy most holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Who thyself art the fulfillment of the law of the prophets, who fill the Father's dispensation, fill our hearts with joy and gladness, always now and ever, into ages of ages. Amen. Blessings of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Glory to thee, O Christ, God, our hope. Glory be to thee. May Christ, our true God, who rose from the dead, through the prayers of his most pure mother, the holy, glorious, all laudable apostles, of our holy father, St. Macarius the Great, and of our holy father, Mark of Ephesus, whom we commemorate in this day, the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and loveth mankind. They don't do the polychronian on No Choir Day.
They don't know the words?
I just don't want them to do it because they sometimes blow it.
John. A little bit, just a little bit left here in that one.
Okay, thanks for your.
Good morning and welcome to everyone. I have a small second sermon for today. Please forgive. Today's the feast day, or the day on which we commemorate St. Mark of Ephesus, and you may not know of him. It's interesting that he is St. Mark of Ephesus because he never went to Ephesus that I'm aware of. He lived in Constantinople because Ephesus had been overcome by Muslims at that point. But he did go to the Council of Florence in the 1400s, early 1400s. And this was a period of time in which the church, throughout the church, the Byzantine Empire, it was being overcome by Muslims. So they were seeking help from the Western Empire, from Rome. And so they had a Council of Florence to see if they could work out the difference between the Roman Catholic Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church. And they were rather desperate about this. So they went there and they talked about all the various things, purgatory and hellfire and flames and all kinds of things, all of which Mark, you know, no way. And he was so strong at that council, it was beautiful to read some of the records of it. But everyone wanted him to capitulate. Everyone wanted him to give in, you know, get with the times, Mark, get with the times. And he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't budge an inch. So ultimately, many of the bishops there sort of came up with a conciliatory version of the council that allowed for a union to take place. And it was quite fascinating because when they went back to their homelands, a couple of things happened. First, the Pope asked about the council, and they said, well, we've settled these issues, so you know it shouldn't be too long. And the Bishop of Rome said, well, what about Mark of Ephesus? And they said, well, he disagreed, and he goes, won't go anywhere. And sure enough, so they went back home, and any of them who began to promote this immediately, in so many of the churches, they did the that period version of tar and feathering. Out they went. The whole congregation just walked the bishops out of the churches, out to the edge of the city, and said, goodbye, we're done with you. So the vox populi, the voice of the people, understood this and cared for this. Now, we often speak of the church either being a thermometer or a thermostat. A thermometer is something that kind of goes, what's the temperature in these times? What should we adjust to in order to be with it in this time? And that isn't what the church is. There are a lot of churches that are like that, but this church is not like that. It's a thermostat. 72 degrees, doesn't change. Get used to it. That's what the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church does. It stays right where it is, and it doesn't adjust these positions. Now, I've been watching this for pretty consciously for about 40 years, and I've seen an interesting thing happen. Every time a denomination has taken these steps where they cast out opposition to abortion and, you know, various things like that, moral issues that are really serious, and drop the biblical and church teaching, and they accept these things, well, it just looks great at the time. They're with it, flags are flying, you know, they're sensitive, they're with the times, it all looks great. But you know what happens? In 20 years, how big is that denomination? About half. Another 20 years, about half again. It's a ticket to church suicide. And the interesting thing is that others keep jumping in to that water. One did last week. And if they would look at any of the studies, if they would just look at them, they would say, hey, y'all, let's go commit suicide as a denomination. Let's look at our numbers diminishing. In 20 years, there will just be half of us here. In another 20 years, we'll start closing our churches because we can't afford them anymore. There'll just be half of us again. That's what happens. Why does that happen? God is not mocked. Whatever blessing he places on them, I believe he withdraws when they make a decision like that. Otherwise, why would that happen? So, one thing I can say to you, you don't have to worry about that. That compromise will never happen here. It simply will never happen here. And we will do our very best to follow the path that has been handed to us from the beginning of the Christian church, from the Lord, his apostles, the fathers and mothers of the church, the great saints and righteous believers who have handed on to us this saving faith. And you know something? The faith is only saving when it's whole. As soon as you start breaking pieces off of it, it starts going in an opposite direction, probably in a death spiral, it appears. But when it stays whole, Catholic, apostolic, one, it brings health to people. It does the opposite. It grows and thrives and propagates. So, sorry for the second sermon, but, you know, St. Mark is such a great target. This week, house blessings continue today. Some of you have either called the office or various things to make other arrangements. We will get to you. I had a bad cold this week, so I kind of went underground for a few days. But I'll catch up with all that soon, and we'll get this scheduled and make sure that everyone gets their house blessed. On Thursday of this week, we have liturgy. Oh, no. No, it's on Friday this week. Yep. On Thursday evening, catechism at 7, and we're just finishing up the Divine Liturgy. We'll finish it. And then Friday, Matins and Liturgy, 8 and 9. And next week, regular services times, and then our annual meeting follows that. All right. Are there any other announcements? Ruth? Anyone else?
Ruth? I heard those names, but I won't remember them.
She'll text you, email you, and call you.
No.
I will text email. And email and call you.
No, email will be sufficient.
Doesn't that phone that does this? All right. Today's patristic quote is from Xenia. Go, Xenia. You're going to do that one, are you? Oh, yeah. Can I do that for you? Okay. All right. So tomorrow we'll have the 40th day Panahita for Matushka Barbara at 5 o'clock, right? 5:30 on Monday afternoon. We'll also commemorate Jim Bufir at that time because it's very close to the time of his as well. Okay, is that good? Mercy. And mercy meal to follow.
Yes.
All right. Anyone else? No. Okay. St. Tikhon of Zadansk. When you read the Gospels, Christ speaks to you. When you pray, you are speaking to him. The Bible should be read not just for analysis, but as an immediate dialogue with the living Word himself. Capital W, capital H. To feed our love for Christ, to kindle our hearts with prayer, and to provide us with guidance in our personal life. Amen. Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, our God.
I thank thee, O Lord, my God, for thou hast not rejected me, a sinner, but hast made me worthy to be a partaker of thy holy things. I thank thee, for thou hast permitted me, the unworthy, to consume of thy most pure and heavenly gifts. But, O Master, who lovest mankind, who for our sakes didst die and rise again, and gave us these awesome and life-creating mysteries, for the good and the sanctification of our souls and bodies. Let them be for the healing of the soul and body, the repelling of every adversary, the illumining of the eyes of my heart, the peace of my spiritual powers, a faith unashamed, a love unfeigned, of the fulfilling of wisdom, the observing of thy commandments, the receiving of thy divine grace, and the attaining of thy kingdom. Preserved by them in thy holiness, may I always remember thy grace and live not for myself alone, but for thee, our master and benefactor. May I pass from this life in the hope of eternal life, and so attain to the everlasting rest, where the voice of those who feast is unceasing, and the gladness of those who behold the goodness of thy countenance is unending. For thou art the true desire and the ineffable joy of those who love thee, O Christ our God, and all creation sings thy praise forever. Amen. O Master Christ our God, King of the ages, Maker of all things, I thank thee for all the good things thou hast given me, especially for the communion with thy most pure and ever and life-creating mysteries. I pray thee, O gracious lover of mankind, preserve me under thy protection, beneath the shadow of thy wings, enable me, even to my last breath, to partake worthily and with a pure conscience of thy holy things, for the remission of sins and unto life eternal. For thou art the bread of life, the fountain of holiness, the giver of all good. To thee we ascribe glory, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and ever into ages of ages. Amen. Freely thou hast given me thy body for my food. O thou who art a fire consuming the unworthy, consume me not, O my Creator, but instead enter into my members, my veins, my heart. Consume the thorns of my transgressions. Cleanse my soul and sanctify my reasonings. Make firm my knees and body. Illumine my five senses. Nail me to the fear of thee. Always protect, guard, and keep me from soul-destroying words and deeds. Cleanse me, purify me, and adorn me. Give me understanding and illumination. Show me to be a temple of thy one spirit, and not the home of many sins. May every evil thing, every carnal passion flee from me as from a fire, as I become thy tabernacle through communion. I offer thee as intercessors all the saints, the leaders of the bodies of bodiless hosts, thy forerunner, the wise apostles, and thy pure and blameless mother. Accept their prayers in thy love, O my Christ, and make me, thy servant, a child of light. For thou art the only sanctification and light of our souls, O good one, and to thee, our Master and God, we ascribe glory day by day. O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, let thy holy body be my eternal life, thy precious blood my remission of sins. Let this Eucharist be my joy, health, and gladness. Make me a sinner worthy to stand on the right hand of thy glory at thine awesome second coming, through the prayers of thy most pure mother and of all the saints. O most holy Lady Theotokos, the light of my darkened soul, my hope, my protection, my refuge, my rest, and my joy, I thank you, for you have permitted me, the unworthy, to be a partaker of thy most pure body and precious blood of your Son. Okay. Give the light of understanding to the eyes of my heart, that you may birth to the true light. Enliven me, who am deadened by sin, You that gave birth to the fountain of immortality, have mercy on me. O loving mother of the merciful God, grant me compunction and of heart, humility in my heart, in my thoughts, and a release from the slavery of my own reasonings, and enable me, even to my last breath, to receive the sanctification of the most pure mysteries for the healing of body, soul and body. Grant me tears of repentance and confession that I may glorify you all the days of my life, for you are blessed and greatly glorified forever. Amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to enlighten the Gentiles and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Grace shining forth from your lips like a beacon has enlightened the universe. It has shown to the world the riches of poverty. It has revealed to us the heights of humility, teaching us by your words, O Father John Chrysostom, intercede before the Word, Christ our God, to save our souls. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You were revealed as the sure foundation of the church, granting all men a lordship which cannot be taken away, sealing it with your precepts, O venerable and heavenly Father, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Steadfast protectress of Christians, constant advocate before the Creator, do not despise the cry of us sinners, but in your goodness come speedily to help us who call on you in faith. Hasten to hear our petition and to intercede for us, O Theotokos, for you always protect those who honor you. Lord, have mercy. 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 Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. More honorable than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim, without corruption you gave birth to God the Word. True Theotokos, we magnify you. And
thank you. I can, if she feels up to it, I'd like to visit her.
Okay.
During the week or something. I'll text her too about it.
Okay.
If she feels up to it.
Perfect.
It could be just play it by ear, you know.